Welcome here, everyone, to Scout's Eye on College Football, a little group of five live discussion here as we kind of take you through the week that was, week four, that is, in college football in the group of five. We always try to do that. We'll also talk a little bit as well about how things shape up in the FCS and kind of the rankings at this point and how we see the teams ranking from an FCS level at this stage. So remind you, though, that if you would, check out LandryFootball.com, where you can get detailed film room analysis of all the games, Group of Five, all the major conferences, the NFL. We preview the games over at LandryFootball.com inside the film room. So you make sure that you check that out if you would. Take advantage of our football season sale. So you'll absolutely love it. It's like having your own coaching and scouting department for less than a magazine subscription. Also, I would ask you to subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network. That will make sure that you get all the shows that we do, college football, NFL, whatever is your pleasure. Also, sign up for Off the Hook Sports YouTube channel, as we'll provide you these shows, a lot of comments on YouTube that you can watch it. So it was an interesting week in the group of five. And Middle Tennessee, what a game. Its story is about what Miami didn't do, how they collapsed against Middle Tennessee. Obviously, it's the biggest win in the history of this Blue Raider program. It's the first win and a statement win for head coach Rick Stockstill. Known Rick for years. Rick, I knew Rick since he was a player at Florida State. 17 years. So a Seminole beats the Hurricanes, and he had something to say about that. But doing it at the Middle Tennessee was, and this is a middle tier team in Conference USA this year. Middle has had some really good teams. This is not one of his better teams. It's a statement win, no question. It's just year 17, and he said it was a butt kicking from the beginning. And look, I watched the game. It wasn't a fluke. Miami clearly has got a culture issue. They were not ready to play. Their mind was elsewhere. They got, I guess, licking their wounds from the A&M game, which they didn't play well, but they played better and played with more effort. They didn't show up in this game. That's really, really bad. James Madison made the biggest statement in its brief SBF tenure going on the road to beat Appalachian State 32-28. Bittersweet end of the Mountaineers' run. They beat the A&M, of course. They beat they nearly beat North Carolina. They toppled Troy in a miraculous Hail Mary play. James Madison can't win the Sun Belt this year due to NCAA rules, but they're a good team. They're going to be a problem for every team in the league. Tell you another thing that really jumped out at me this week is how good Cincinnati looked. The Bearcats beat Indiana. It was 3-0. They beat them 45-24. They controlled every aspect of this game. They had a 31-point margin of victory since losing by a touchdown in week one to Arkansas. Watch out for the Bearcats in the American. No, they're not a playoff threat type team. Obviously, with the loss of Arkansas, they are out of it anyway, mathematically, realistically. They're not that type of team. They don't have those type of playmakers that they did last year. They're pretty good. On the downside, my goodness, Boise State, for what, a decade, they were the most consistent, best team in the group of five. Boy, that's no longer the case. UTEP upset Boise 27-10 on Friday night. It was an abysmal offensive performance. Broncos couldn't move the football. Tim Plow, the offensive coordinator, was fired. Andy Avalos moved to 9-7 in his tenure with the loss. Coastal Carolina is off to a 4-0 start for the third straight season after a 41-24 win over Georgia State. The Panthers might be the toughest luck 0-4 team in the country. They pushed North Carolina and South Carolina with their other losses coming to Charlotte and Coastal Carolina. The Chase, some thoughts and some of the recap notes of this of the games. Chase Cunningham, the quarterback for Middle, really was effective. This is probably the most alarming thing against Miami. Big time throw, 71, 69, and 98 yards, beating them in coverage, completing just 16 passes, but those 16 passes were for 408 yards. MTSU led at 17-3 after one quarter and 24-10 at halftime. In the third quarter, Tyler Van Dyke was benched. Jake Garcia came in. He gave the Hurricanes some life with the score 31-17. Garcia drove Miami all the way down to the goal line, but they couldn't get into the end zone to cut the deficit just to 7 points. Miami was stuffed on two runs from the one-yard line, and then Garcia's pass for Will Mallory on the fourth down fell incomplete. Backed up in its own end zone after the goal line stand, Middle wasn't content to get some breathing room and run some clock. They went back and they aired it out. DJ England Chisholm, 98-yard touchdown. Highlight reel, 38-17 lead with 14:45 to play. Miami would cut the deficit to 14 points twice, but just could not get the stops. Central Florida had the win over Georgia Tech, which put the nail in Jeff, final nail in Jeff Collins' coffin. Miami of Ohio won on the road against Northwestern. Big win for them. Cincinnati wide receiver Tyler Scott became the first Bearcat player to record three touchdown receptions and a half. And Cincinnati used 21 second half points to just spurt away from the Hoosiers. John Rice Plumlee was outstanding against Georgia Tech, completed just eight passes, but they scored on a block punt, and they rode four Colton Boomer field goals to a 27-10 win. Really impressive performance. In the Sun Belt, last season, two championship game participant, Appalachian State and Louisiana Lafayette, both fell this week. App lost a homeowner to James Madison that we talked about. Louisiana Lafayette fell to Louisiana Monroe. Tough loss for the Cajuns. App State, as I mentioned, the tough loss, looking at that game against James Madison. James Madison outplayed him. There's no question that App State, it gives you more cause about the problems potentially that A&M might have. In the ULM game, going back to that a bit, they rallied in that game. They were down a bit early, but they really did a good job working back in that game. UTEP, for the last few years, has been one of the games that was an easy victory. Maybe as bad a program as we have in all of FBS. They showed on Friday night that they are getting better. They defeated one of the big boys I mentioned, Boise. They not only defeated the Broncos, but beat them soundly. They had a touchdown by Gavin Hardison, punt return by Marcus Bellon for a score. 2-2, losses to Oklahoma and New Mexico. Boise's 2-2. So good for them. Trying to think what else. Tulane hosts Battle for the Bell rival Southern Miss this week. The USM had not won a game yet this season, so it looked like Tulane might get to 4-0. But the Golden Eagles had some other plans. I thought Zach Wilkie, the quarterback of the USM, played very well, threw a couple of touchdown passes. Eric Stott returned an interception for a score. Jacarius Gaston caught one of Wilkie's touchdown passes. Really, really impressive. Let's take a look at how the conferences stack up relative to the big boys. I would put the MAC at the bottom. The two biggest wins are for Bowling Green's upset of Marshall, and of course Marshall's upset of Notre Dame, and Eastern Michigan's win over Arizona State that cost Herm Edwards his job. Conference USC would be next. So you're looking at a Middle Tennessee team, of Conference USA type of conference. They're feeling the sting of the realignment with Marshall now in the Sun Belt. Another set to leave at the end of the year. Middle got the Conference USA win of the season with his victory over Miami on Saturday. Texas San Antonio got the win over Army and a close loss to Houston. I mentioned UTEP knocking off Boise State. Mountain West, Wyoming, and Air Force appear to be the top teams in the league. And the Cowboys beat the Falcons in week 3. Boise struggled. Utah State lost by 28 to Weber State in the state. San Diego State also is struggling, and they're not the same team. I would probably put the Sun Belt in the American at the top. And I would put the Sun Belt is really fun. Marshall has the win over Notre Dame. James Madison, good win. Georgia Southern's win over Nebraska. I know Nebraska's struggling. It's still a great win for Georgia Southern. Coastal Carolina's rolling at 4-0. App State beating A&M. I know they've and playing North Carolina well. Troy, beating Troy. And James Madison's in the league. So, it's good for the Sun Belt. The AAC is still the top group of five conference. Because every league, the AAC is not getting closer to the Power Five. The Big 12 rated the AAC, and the AAC is rating the rest of the league. If you look at Cincinnati's got three convincing wins. UCF is 3-1. Tulane knocked off Kansas State in week three. Houston is a very talented team that's really poorly coached. SMU is better than its 2-2 record. They lost to TCU, but are pretty good. So I think Cincinnati and UCF are the best looking. That's a look of the team. Some winners this week. James Madison's got to be your winner. And first Sun Belt victory, got it in dramatic fashion, again over App State. Kent State, got to give an attaboy to the MAC guys from Kent, Ohio. They played Georgia. Well, now a lot of it had to do with just Georgia not showing us enough interest. But they played well. They were actually within 10 points in the fourth quarter. They played three Power Five road games in a non-conference schedule, Washington, Oklahoma, and Georgia. They're playing with some confidence. I look forward to see what they can do inside the MAC this year. Losers, Boise State leads the list. Serious problems on offense. Again, trounced by UTEP. Lost to North Texas and New Mexico this season. Not a good sign for Andy Avalos. Fired offensive coordinator Tim Plow, as we mentioned. Worried about Colorado State. They're off to a miserable start. Colorado college football. Colorado State and Colorado are just god-awful. Jay Novell struggling. The Rams lost 41-10 at home to Sacramento State on Saturday. Sacramento State. Now, that's a good program, but not a team that Colorado State should be losing to. The Hornets are a top 10 FCS team. But you just get the doors blown off by them. That's embarrassment. Colorado State's 0-4 in the years, lost all four games by double digits. Florida International. My God, they lost 73-0 to Western Kentucky. They gave up 688 yards of offense, while its own offense had just 180. 2-16 on third down. Mike McIntyre is a big-time rebuild. How do I rank them? Cincinnati, Coastal Carolina, and I'll probably give James Madison and then Air Force some love there of teams that look the best in the group of five. Well, that's a brief look at group of five action this past weekend. We've got more detailed film room breakdowns over at LandryFootball.com that'll give you more information about all the teams in the group of five, as well as all the teams in all the other Power Five conferences. So you can check that out at LandryFootball.com. Take advantage of the football season sale today so that you can get that information. Look, it's less than a magazine subscription, and it gives you access to your own coaching and scouting department. So please check it out. Hey, also want to remind you to sign up, subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network, if you would. The Landry Football Podcast Network. Subscribe, like, and share, as well as Off the Hook Sports YouTube channel. That'll allow us to keep letting you know about how you feel about these shows and what we can do to improve it for you, so we can give you more of shows like this on college football, as well as the NFL on the Landry Football Podcast Network. You can get it all there. So Landry Football Podcast Network and Off the Hook Sports YouTube channel. Please subscribe, like, and share. Hey, we've enjoyed it. We'll be breaking down all the other conferences here as we get through all the tape. So check it out right here on the Landry Football Podcast Network and the YouTube Sports channel of Off the Hook Sports. Take care, everybody. Have a great one.